Infrastructure and healthcare-related items appear to be major drivers of the 2024 budget in Wellington County. Between a possible shift in funding when it comes to doctor recruitment and major costs due to roads and bridges, the two areas are driving forces. Treasurer Ken DeHart told the Grand at 101, "The unusual number of garages that need repair throughout the county's 10-year plan is a game-changer."
We have eight garages located throughout the county. We're planning on replacing all eight. We've replaced two already. That is a major driver of this budget that's kind of out of the ordinary.
Also identified as something that changed the outlook of this budget, DeHart shone a light on the fact that a series of bridges in Arthur will take a combined $18 to $20 million to repair in the coming years. Another highlight in DeHart's mind was healthcare, be it dollars relating to ambulance stations being deferred to a later year or another driving factor, doctor recruitment dollars that look like they could be freed up.
If at the time Guelph approves their budget, which is scheduled for early December approval, if they do not include that amount in their budget, we are likely to pull that amount out.
The ambulance stations look like they will be put off until 2027, DeHart says, due to a holdup in a study to be completed by the city of Guelph. Also noteworthy, he says, is a winding saga that has landed the county in a place of holding when it comes to renovating its ambulance stations.
The last time the optimal services delivery study was done was in 2016. The city told us, well, we haven't scheduled to do that study until 2027. Before we make this kind of investment, we want to know that the results of this study reflects where these ambulance stations should be.
$373 million is projected to be spent on road-related projects in the coming decade. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.